With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix Jr., really? Nick Kostos asked me if those guys are better than Bo Nix? Come on.
Maybe that was the most controversial part of the show then.
You know who he didn't ask me about is Jackson Dart. Then I really would have been on the spot, huh, Limits? Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. It's a Donnie Football Friday. Man, these shows go by fast on Fridays, Donnie. It's
unbelievable. We're already down to like 45 minutes.
I know.
Not even.
And we have a quiz show. What's the score limits in the quiz show?
Well, Donnie continues to dominate the quiz show.
Yeah.
To the point where Donnie won 5-2. The quiz show continues despite Donnie more than likely taking the season series. So
we have like 9 games left.
Well,
it's 5-2.
It was supposed to be a 7-game series, but it's been extended like the 1903 World Series, Donnie.
But you know what? Joe could beat me 100-0 here, and I'll just worry about the next 2 games I got.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by, come on, what's the other laugh that we have pinned up there from earlier today?
Oh, man. This,
what were we laughing at?
This was us laughing at Paul in Washington and his call. What do you think of that? That's when Paul in Washington said this.
Joey Porter Jr., who can't keep his hands to himself, he acts like a guy on his first date.
That was unbelievable. wasn't it, Donnie?
That is a great line.
But I want to laugh.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Shall we, Donnie?
Let's do it, Joe.
All right.
All right, Donnie up 5-2 in the quiz show. The first question will go, you know, Donnie's choice. Donnie, do you want the first question or do
Dealer's
you want to
defer choice.
The second half?
I'll defer.
You will defer.
I'll take the kick, yeah. Yes.
Aaron Donald will become the 11th Pitt player to have his number retired on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Who is the last Pitt player to have his number retired? And I will give you a bonus point if you know what year it was.
Larry Fitzgerald last year.
It was Larry Fitzgerald. But it wasn't last year. But you do get the point for it being Larry Fitzgerald in 2013.
Wow. It was close.
That long ago.
You were very close.
Well, why he was here last year for something. Anyway, I'll take it. Thank you, Limits. I'm ahead 1-0. We all know what that means.
You know
I'm
what?
Just setting myself up to choke like the Pirates in the 7th inning.
I'm going to make sure that that wasn't correct. When did Larry Fitzgerald have his number
Nobody
retired?
Cares.
Pitt? Well, no, because you could have a bonus point. Was I wrong,
no,
though?
No, you
it
weren't
was.
Wrong.
July 1st of 20.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Donnie, the last time that College Game Day came to Pittsburgh, Pitt hosted Notre Dame. This is on a Saturday, not the backyard brawl game. Pitt hosted Notre Dame on September 3rd, 2005. Notre Dame won 42-21 at Heinz Field. This Pitt player ran for negative 9 yards on 12 carries, but scored a touchdown. Who was he?
Tyler Palko.
Tyler Palko is correct. Those negative 9 yards came with sacks factoring in to the running game.
How
that
did
was
you
Tyler
think
Palko.
To guess the quarterback right away?
Because I knew, because in college football, a sack counts against a quarterback's rushing yards.
Look at Nick Saban up there. See, this is priceless stuff for Pitt. He's talking about Heinschel.
Yep.
Frank Reich went wild over the guy a couple weeks ago. This kid has a chance to really, like, capture the eyes of the nation tomorrow. I think he's a star myself. That may not show tomorrow. It might not, but I think it's already shown a bit and will still show, and it might. I'm sorry, Limits. Go ahead.
Joe, this question is for you. The last time that Pitt beat Notre Dame was at Heinz Field on November 9th of 2013, when Pitt won 28-23. Tom Savage beat Tommy Rees. How about that?
Oh, man.
This Pitt wide receiver had 4 catches for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Who was he?
2013, Tyler Boyd?
I figured you were going to say Tyler Boyd. That is incorrect.
Ooh.
I'm snuffed out.
Devin Street?
Devin Street was brought up by me earlier on this week on the show and is correct.
Oh, my God. This feels fixed to me.
Devin Street.
Something feels fixed to me.
Here we
he gets as a quarterback on a running
again.
Play,
already.
And now Devin Street. You
already.
Guys have conspired to fix
Joe
this.
Joe thinks that the quiz show is
you
fixed.
You just pulled Devin Street out of
and
your ass?
And this is why Ban the Quiz Show, Team Ban the Quiz Show, is gaining more members.
Devin Street and Tyler, you guess this. On your first guesses, Donnie? How could you guess the quarterback for the last one?
Because when a quarterback is sacked in college football, it counts against his rushing yards. I thought that just made sense.
And then you just go to Devin Street?
That's like the only receiver I could
Devin
have thought
Street
of other
was a good
than
receiver.
Tyler Boyd.
I think you
on
tipped
that
off Donnie what the questions were going to be.
Well, you know, if you think that, Joe, then I'm going to take the quiz show away and we won't do it anymore.
Next.
There
nice,
have
nice
been
answer, Donnie.
All this talk about sixth-round quarterback Will Howard, Donnie, being the possible answer for the Steelers at quarterback. Why are you looking at me like that, Joe?
I thought it was my turn.
Well, you guessed incorrectly with Tyler Boyd.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Donnie's question. You okay over there? Do you need a moment?
No, I'm good.
Donnie, 2 6-round quarterbacks have made the Pro Bowl since 2000. We
Nick
know that
Saban is at Acrisure Stadium. Look at him, Donnie.
Joe, now you're hijacking
no,
the
I'm
quiz
just,
show.
I'm
you
just interested
said that
in
he
this.
Was there.
Yeah, he's part of the game day
crew. This is the second
crew.
Time you've mentioned
I know
that.
He is, but it's cool to see him there.
And the Steelers are back there on their video board practicing their run-throughs for Sunday. I think they were going through the Renegade tape earlier.
Yeah, their run-throughs. Maybe they'll give the ball to the backup running back more than the starter again this week. I'm sorry, Limits.
Limits,
go ahead.
Focus,
start,
Mr.
Start the
S.
Question
Come
over,
on.
Please.
What nickname can we give to Joe? To rival Mr. P. Should we call him Joe Snarky?
That somebody, might be good.
Somebody on the text line actually says that sometimes. I'm
like that.
No, that's kind of
I
mean.
Do like that.
All right, Mr. Snarky. There have been all this talk about six-round pick Will quarterback being the possible answer for the Steelers at quarterback. Donnie, 2 6-round quarterbacks have made the Pro Bowl since 2000. We know that Tom Brady is one. Who is the other?
I want to go Matt Hasselbeck.
That is a good guess, but that is not correct.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy was a 7th-round pick.
I hate you.
I know.
I don't know who else.
Mark Bulger.
Mark Bulger is incorrect. I will give you this hint. This quarterback is still in the league and has played a game this year.
Oh.
He's still in the league?
He's still in the league.
I know who it is.
And Donnie knows who it is.
And Donnie knows who it is. He's an aging veteran who has played a game this year. I don't know, man. Tyrod Taylor?
Listen to
what?
You!
What?
Listen to you!
Whoa!
You gotta Whoa. Be kidding me. Who fed you this information?
Whoa, Donnie.
Donnie, I think there was insider tampering
That's one
here.
Of the greatest answers in the history of the quiz
there
show.
There had to be insider tampering here. How did he get that?
He's got a bug in his ear.
Who texted you that?
All I could think of was, That was a purely lucky guess. He's the only other old guy. I almost said Carson Wentz, but he was drafted in the first round. Donnie, the crowd's going wild here.
The crowd is going crazy.
What is it, 2-2?
2-2.
The score is now 2-2.
And it's Joe's question here.
Yeah, Joe's question.
Wow, that bodes
Joe,
well.
You have reached Ray Fittipaldo's question that was submitted by Ray in the pre-show.
Okay, all right.
Joe, what was the name of the Bengals all-pro defensive lineman from the 70s? I'll give you that he was all-pro in 72. Who became a Hall of Fame songwriter in Nashville?
Oh, Mike Reed.
Unreal. He got it. Wow.
Here we go, Donnie.
I don't think Ray expected you to get that on the first guess.
I had no idea.
Mike Reed, he's from Altoona, and he went to Penn State, and then he ended up playing for the Bengals.
Yeah. Not bad, huh?
Good
by Rod
you,
Taylor
Joe.
And Mike
and now
Reed.
Now look at this
Good
guy.
You,
he thought it was fixed
fixing
two questions
the quiz show.
Earlier.
Look how his mind changes so suddenly, so quickly. It changes to, I hate you. The quiz show is fixed. You are colluding with Donnie to rig the quiz show against me. And now, this is a great quiz show, huh, Donnie?
I love you, Limits. Uh-huh. Let's go.
All right.
Great
question
to
number
me.
Six.
Yes.
The New England Patriots, who don't want North Carolina anywhere near their building, or maybe that's the other way around, are 9-2 for the first time since 2019, Donnie. In that season, the Steelers opened the season in New England, losing significantly badly. Significantly badly. Is that the proper way to say that?
Yes.
This Patriots player had 95 yards on 4 catches and 2 touchdowns in the game. Donnie, who was he?
Oh, was it like Chris Hogan? Chris Hogan.
No, yeah. That's a good guess,
that's
but not
a great
Chris Hogan.
Guess. Was that the night they brought back Gronk? I think it was.
It might have been, yeah.
If
Joe gets this, I'll...
Who's the other guy? Was Hunter Henry on their team already? I'll say Hunter Henry.
I think he was, but that is not correct.
Danny Amendola?
Another good guess, but no.
I need a hint. Unless Donnie wants the hint first.
The score was 33-3.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, there was a pass right over that horrible safety's head, and Tomlin ripped him on the sidelines.
Who was the horrible
Cam,
safety? Mark Barron?
No, Cam, somebody they brought in from like the XFL for
Cam?
The game.
Cam?
Yeah.
K-A-M.
No, I know who Joe's talking about. He got arrested at Mario's in Southside.
That was the only thing he
Cam
did
Thomas?
Here.
Cam Thomas?
Cam Thomas.
No, Cam Thomas was
no.
a D-lineman.
That was the only notable thing he did here was get arrested.
Cam Sutton?
Well, he got arrested,
yeah,
but it
he
wasn't
did
Cam
too.
Sutton.
I don't know. The ball went over that guy's head. A Patriots receiver. Who was Brady quarterbacking?
Brady was indeed the quarterback, yes. And Julian Edelman did throw a pass.
I was going to say Edelman. I don't know. Deion Branch was long gone.
Correct.
I have no guess without a clue.
Cam Kelly was that safety.
Cam Kelly. The worst player in Steeler history. Other than Dante Moncrief, who dropped 8 balls that night.
Yeah, Dante Moncrief
okay,
had
so
3 catches for 7 yards on 10 targets.
So it wasn't Chris Hogan. It wasn't Amendola. It wasn't Hunter Henry. It wasn't Edelman.
Oh, it was the stiff they drafted who actually had a good game that night.
The stiff they drafted that had a good game that night.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even think this guy was still there, but like Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead is
he a legend?
Correct.
It was a guy they drafted high up in the draft who had like 2 good games, and of course one of them was against the Steelers. Do you have another clue, Limits? We have to move on.
This guy was a former pick of the Colts.
A
former first-round pick by the Indianapolis Colts.
Holy horse milk. I don't know.
In 2015.
First-round pick of the Colts in 2015.
I can't think of him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Chester McGrudel?
Chester McGrudel is incorrect.
Who is it?
God, I don't know. Austin Cauley.
No. Philip Dorsett was the answer.
Now, the one good game of his whole career.
Of course, I'm just thinking a little white guys.
For fun, just for fun, can you name the other receiver that Brady threw a touchdown pass from? This is a receiver who got into a lot of trouble as well. Oof. And was a star with the Cleveland Browns.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon. He had a touchdown in that game.
The Steelers gave up touchdown passes to Phil Dorsett and Josh Gordon. Oh, my God.
Nobody gets that one.
Things just haven't changed. I'm ready, Limits.
All right. I'm going to save one of these questions that I have for Tuesday night's trivia night. Donnie, Pony, and Malzi against the fans that I am hosting at Rival. That'll be fun.
So this is the last shebang
so
here.
So this is the last question.
This is worth 3 points. The winner wins the quiz show today.
The question goes to Joe, I believe, right, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, Joe, Pitt is tied for fourth in college football history with 10 Pro Football Hall of Famers. That number will eventually go to third when Aaron Donald and Larry Fitz get in. But right now, they're fourth. Notre Dame is tied with USC for first with 14. How many Pro Football Hall of Famers from Notre Dame can you name? Now, I will give you this.
Holy ostrich
this is
milk.
Players, coaches, owners, all wrapped up into one. Players, coaches.
How many? There's 14. I can name five.
You can name five.
Yeah.
I'll let you do it. I can't name.
Can you name five, Joe?
Yeah. Five Hall of Famers from Notre Dame.
Pro Football Hall of Famers from Notre Dame. And now he doesn't even know where to start.
Now I'm. What a jerk. Yeah, I can
you
name.
Did it to yourself.
I can do it. Joe Montana.
One.
Jerome Bettis.
Two.
Tim Brown.
Three.
Paul Hornung.
Four.
Oh, God, help me. Please, please help. Come down and help me now. Notre Dame.
The entire weight of the quiz show is on you right now.
Notre Dame.
If you lose, there's no more quiz shows
I got it. Ross Browner. Let's go!
Ross Browner?
There's no Ross Browner?
There's no Ross Browner!
Oh, my God.
No.
What are you talking about?
And with that, the 2025 quiz show season comes to an end. Good night.
You want to double check it, Joe?
Let's double check it.
Double checking right now. Ross Browner.
He is not a Hall of Famer.
Ross Browner is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's on the Bengals' 40th anniversary team.
He is not.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
Ross Browner is incorrect.
Wait a minute. Are you aware of who...
Other answers that were acceptable. Dave Casper.
Yeah.
George Connor from the Bears.
No.
Alan Page of the Vikings.
Wouldn't have gotten that one.
Eddie DeBartolo.
No.
Was out there.
No.
As a potential answer.
No.
Wayne Milner.
No.
John McNally.
No.
George Trafton.
No.
Earl Lambeau.
No.
Someone.
Earl Lambeau.
Curly Lambeau.
Curly Lambeau.
Buddy? I was not aware of who Ross Browner's son is.
It's, who is it?
Antone? Max Starks,
yeah. I'm reeling now, Donnie.
Donnie is up 6-2 in the quiz show. It has become insurmountable.
A pall has overcome the studio here.
Donnie, we're getting to the point where it might
how
be
could this guy not make the Hall of Fame? He was a Lombardi winner, an Outland winner, two-time consensus All-America, eighth overall pick on the all-rookie team and on the Bengals' 40th anniversary team. Anyway, all right, Donnie. So what is it, 6-2 now? Now I'm kind of out of it. If he wins next week, it really is over.
Then it really is over, yeah.
All right.
We will come up with a new segment to have at this time.
Good job, Donnie. I felt like I lost that one more than you won it, but that's the way you wanted it.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, you strategized that.
Donnie, I might have to rig it in Joe's favor next week.
There's really, that's weird. There's not a lot of well-known Notre Dame guys beyond the three or four.
No, there's really not.
So, I mean, that's why I was, when you said five, I was like, there's no shot I could get more than that. I think you even named, you named one of the ones that I probably would have been pulling on. I probably would have forgot about Tim Brown.
What about Paul Hornung?
I don't think I would have thought of him in the moment.
For a minute there, I panicked on him because he had a betting scandal surrounding him. Remember that? Well, of course you don't. It was like 30 years before you were even 40 years before you were born. Nick Bonacani played at Notre Dame? No, he didn't. Anyway, who cares? Donnie wins, I lose.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.